The board of directors for the district has met twice so far in March. The chair of the panel, former County Council member Kim Carson, reported the entity will now be called the High Valley Transit District, in part because they want a name that can work for the entire Wasatch Bat. At their last meeting on March 11th, they got a presentation from their consulting firm, VIA, on proposed route changes. One major change, Carson said, will combine the 6 Lime route and the 7 Pink into a connector from Jeremy Ranch all the way to Deer Valley. Carson said the line would have a 15-minute frequency year-round. The stops will still include the Park City Mountain Base in Park City and the Old Town Transit Center. Their White Express on Highway 224 will still operate. The new line will not extend up into Summit Park or into Silver Springs. Carson said they intend to serve those areas with a new micro transit or on-demand service.
So using an app that'll be kind of a one-stop shop, they'll be able to go in and plan their trip. They should get access to a micro transit ride within 10 to 15, well, maybe up to 20 minutes from the time they select a ride. And then that will take them to the Lime route, to the main route, to the closest stop.
You can call for the micro transit from within a designated orange zone that will include areas up into Jeremy Ranch or Summit Park. Neighborhoods along Highway 224 like Willow Creek, Silver Springs, and Sun Peak, and the Park City Hospital area near Quinn's Junction. Carson herself lives in Upper Silver Creek outside of the orange zone, so she explained how she will access the service.
Since I'm outside the orange zone, I just have to get myself to the orange zone. So I would change my pickup location from my house, which would be outside the service area, to a spot within. Like, I could park my car at the mailboxes at the bottom of our neighborhood and have that be my pickup spot. And it would pick me up there and then take me to the closest place where I could pick up a bus. Or if I have another location that's my ultimate location, it may drop me off there if that's closer.
Service will utilize four-wheel drive vans.
With the microtransit, we'll have the flexibility to combine trips, and those vehicles can maneuver those roads where, you know, a full-size bus, of course, couldn't, and it would be much more expensive.
She added the new service won't be a threat to Uber or Lyft business because the microtransit won't be a point-to-point service. Among other changes, the Kimball Junction Circulator will extend to cover the residential areas along Bittner Road, and they hope that by July, the Camas Black route would include service to Francis and to the Hideout area. Meanwhile, the Transit District Board is also working on policies and procedures and required legal agreements, such as a formal agreement with Summit County for staff services. The district's general manager at this point is Caroline Rodriguez, the county's transportation director. She will direct the VIA firm while also working closely with county manager Tom Fisher. Carson said at their next meeting, the board will be looking at their budget.
So I can't talk about per ride costs, but when you're alleviating other routes, I mean, we've been able to put the pencil to this and overall to provide what we think will be improved service and reliability. Our overall budget will be less than our current contract with Park City Transit.
Kim Carson, chair of the High Valley Transit District Board. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.